result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at YieldLeader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum for Luplac Conference Basketball as it's tournament time already here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Randy Bushkutter with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of Centura and Kearney Catholic in a bunny bracket game. Both of these two teams kind of in the unusual position of being seated and gives an indication of the depth of the conference when Kearney Catholic comes in as the 8th seed and Centura is the number 9 seed. But in talking to most of the coaches through the course of the year in the Luplac Conference, they've all said that there is probably 7, 8, maybe even 9 teams that can win the Luplac Conference tournament on the boys' side. And a couple of those might very well be playing bunny bracket games tonight as Kearney Catholic will come in with a record of 8-10. But every single one of their losses is about a 1 or 2 possession ball game. 6 of their 10 losses have been by 4 or fewer points. All of their games that they've lost have been within 9 points on the season. For Centura, they struggled early. Actually didn't look like a very good basketball team because they weren't very healthy. They got a whole lot stronger and opened a lot of eyes when they won in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, upsetting Overton. Overton's only lost 3 games all season. One of those was to Centura in a great basketball game, 54-52. And they played some tight games, haven't really been rewarded. And that's kind of the phrase that Dave Oman used when we talked to him just a little bit ago, that sometimes they need to get a little bit of a reward. They lost a tight game at St. Paul. They lost that one by 3. They lost to Ravenna only by 8. So they've been in a lot of tight ball games, very, very similar to what Kearney Catholic has faced through the course of the year. So this really should be a very close, very tight, well-played basketball game. And whoever wins this game will travel to Ravenna tomorrow and will have a legitimate chance to upset the number 1 seed in the Luplac Conference Tournament, because the tournament and the conference is just so balanced. And we're excited to have that game for you tomorrow right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as well. So we're going to step away for just a few moments, and we'll continue with more of the NewTek Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of NewTek Seed. NewTek is your yield leader. Contact a NewTek seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of NewTek Seed. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. And we'll begin, first of all, for Centura. They'll be in their road maroon uniforms. And their starters are going to be Michael Hansen, a 6-foot-tall junior who's averaging 4.7 points a game. Nathan Lindbergh is a 6-foot-tall senior. He's their big gun. He averages 15.5 points a contest. Grant Myers is a 5'7 junior. He's averaging close to 10 points, 9.6 on the season. Jacob Hickok is a 5'10 senior. He's averaging 3.2 points per ball game. And Travis Holcomb is a sophomore. He is 6'3. He is averaging 11.4 points per ball game. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, Matt Moore, a 5'9 senior, is averaging 5.5 points a game. Blake Holtmeyer, 6'2 and a senior, is averaging 14 points a game. Derek Jackson, a senior at 5'10, he's averaging 4 points a contest. Zach Jackson, 6 foot tall junior. He's averaging right around 11 points per ball game. And Brady Holtmeyer, a 5'9 freshman, is averaging 4.5 points per ball game. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
So once again, for the Centura Centurions, it'll be Hanson, Lemberg, Myers, Hickok, and Holcomb for head coach Dave Oman. And for the Kearney Catholic Stars and head coach Scott Carlin, it'll be Moore, Holtmeyer, Jackson, Jackson, and Holtmeyer. Your starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And we've mentioned it several times in the last few broadcasts, but we will have the LUPLAC Conference Tournament exclusive coverage coming up all this week. We'll have this game tonight, one of those play-in games. We'll have the quarterfinals for you tomorrow, a doubleheader from Ravenna, as the top-seeded Ravenna boys will host the winner of this game here tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Before that game on the girls' bracket, second-seeded Ravenna will take on the winner of tonight's Wood River-Gibbon game on the girls' side. That'll be at 6:15, so that'll be tomorrow right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Rest of the bracket on the boys' side, the number 4 seed will be Gibbon. They'll be hosting a 5th-seeded Arcadia Loup City tomorrow. 3rd-seeded Ord will host Adams Central, who's the number 6 seed, and the semifinals, finals, consolation games will all be in Ord as well. Donovan Trumbull is the 2 seed, and they'll play the winner of tonight's Wood River St. Paul game. Whoever wins that game will travel to Donovan Trumbull tomorrow and take on the Cardinals. So there is the bracket on the boys' side. We're going to step away for just a moment. When we come back, the tip between the Centurions and the Stars right after this.
Melzack Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Melzack Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzack Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back. National Anthem all wrapping up. We're just about ready to get things underway. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Of course, Centura will be in their road maroon uniforms, Kearney Catholic in their home whites, and the officials, who have a reputation for letting them play or getting everybody all set and ready to roll in this one. And the opening tip is controlled here by Kearney Catholic. Moore will bring the offensive zone. Jackson's going to drive, left-handed layup, up and good for Zach Jackson. Kearney Catholic wasting no time at all, attacking the rack, and they lead it here 2-0. They'll put a little zone press on across the timeline is going to be Lemberg. Lemberg gets it down low, posting up strong and scoring easily is Travis Holcomb. So Holcomb answers right back here for the Centurions. Holtmeyer will pass it inside for Jackson. Nice pass there to Derek Jackson. And Derek, he's got his first 2 points and give the assist to the freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. Lemberg facing a little pressure. Will pick up his dribble, throw it on that right side. Hansen's going to fire a long jumper. It's up and good for two. Had his foot on the line, and both offenses looking very good here in the early stages. Neither team has even missed a shot. Jackson will give it off right side. Little ball fake here by Matt Moore. He'll use up his dribble. He'll give it right side. Here's the long three-pointer up and good for Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer will stroke it in, and Kearney Catholic now has a three-point lead. Across the timeline, breaking the press, they give it to Holcomb. He'll skip it back out here for Lemberg. Lemberg gives left wing for Grant Myers. Myers working on that left side. They lob it inside, and for the first time, somebody didn't score. Centura threw that one a little bit too far down court. It goes out of bounds, so that'll be the first turnover of the ball game. First time one of these two teams didn't score when they had possession of it. Derek Jackson faces a little pressure, gets it up ahead to Zach. Inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, tough leaner, up and good for Blake Holtmeyer. Got the pass with his little brother on the baseline, and he was able to kind of shield him with that one shoulder and hit a little half bunny hook. Across the timeline is Hansen. He's going to kick it back out here for Hickok. Hickok kicks left side for Myers. Myers gives it top of the circle. They'll set up a half-court offense as Kearney Catholic going with a 1-3-1 zone here, and they'll kick it right back out for Grant Myers. Myers couldn't quite get a screen there, so he'll just kick it off here for Hickok, and they'll get it back out here for Lemberg. Lemberg, left side. With it is Grant Myers. Myers, extra pass on the inside mismatch here, and Holcomb makes an extra pass, and it's knocked out of bounds by Holtmeyer. Well, Holcomb had it, was going to get it to one of his teammates who was cutting in, but Holtmeyer was able to knock it away. And so Centura will inbound underneath their own basket. They toss it in here for Grant Myers. Myers gave it away, gets it back. He's going to fire an NBA three, back of the iron and no good. And it's going to be rebounded out of there by Derek Jackson. And that is the first missed shot for either team. Quickly around the perimeter. Here's Jackson on the right side. He's going to fire a three. It is no good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Lemberg. Lemberg gave it away, now gets it back. And they'll be able to just come across the timeline without much problem. Nice pass inside, shot off glass, going to be up and good for Travis Holcomb. Grant Myers got on the baseline, and a nice bounce pass to Holcomb, who lays it up and in. Pass up ahead here for Brady Holtmeyer, and Brady Holtmeyer will drive to the basket, and he's fouled. So Brady will head to the line, and he's going to have a couple of free throws here. And I don't know why we're waiting to make the indication. But Holcomb is called for the foul. And we've got a timeout here for Centura. Centura calls a 30-second timeout. 5:13 to go here in the first quarter. Timeout Centura. It's 9-6 Kearney Catholic. They'll be at the free throw line when we come back after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to the free throw line. Going to be Brady Holtmeyer for Kearney Catholic. And Holtmeyer making about a seventh or eighth start here for Kearney Catholic. And his free throw is front of the rim, up and in. Holtmeyer is averaging about 58% from the free throw line. He makes the first two here. And the second free throw is up and good. So it makes both free throws. And it's 11-6. Kearney Catholic with a 5-point lead. Both teams shooting the basketball very, very well, and both teams handling each other's press as well. Kearney Catholic puts Howe and Mestel in the ball game. Mestel makes the steal. His shot's no good. James comes up with a rebound. He falls down, and Holtmeyer gets the basketball. And it will be two free throws coming up here for Holtmeyer. So James was able to pull down the rebound after Centura turned the ball over. That was a nice defensive play there by Tyler Mestel, who just came in. Hal Mestel and James, as well as Harrison Pierce, all in the game now with Blake Holtmeyer, who hits the first of two free throws. And foul, by the way, was on Hickok. That is his first. And so at the free throw line, Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer makes both free throws. And on that right sideline, Harrison Pierce is reaching in on Nathan Lemberg, and Pierce is going to be whistled for the first foul of the ball game against Kearney Catholic. .504 to go here, quarter number one. Kearney Catholic with a 13-6 lead and a bad pass thrown away by Howe. Howe gives it to Pierce. Pierce will drive, loses the basketball. So both teams turn it over, and now it's on the ground. Mestel fighting for it. It's trapped in the corner over there. On the dribble is Guzman, and Guzman will help kick it up ahead here for Hickok, and Hickok has it blocked out of bounds by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer trailing on the play, and Blake Holtmeyer swats it out of bounds. Back in for Centura, a couple of starters. Michael Hansen and Grant Myers coming back in. And now the game are Hunter Kasperson and Jose Guzman. Centura will inbound it. They toss it in here for Lemberg. Lemberg working against Mestel, used up his dribble, and now Mestel really pick up the defense. They get it right side for Hansen. Hansen dribbles out. Mestel, that's in his zone, so he stays with the dribble, and he'll bounce it to the left side to Myers. Now off the screen, they give it to Hickok, top of the circle, kick right side for Hansen. Hansen picked up by Mestel. They'll skip it left side here for Myers. He'll fire a three-pointer. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And going over the back, I believe, is going to be Michael Hansen. Yes, it is going to be on Hansen. So he's called for the foul. And we'll give Mestel credit for a rebound here. That would just be the first foul on Hansen in the ballgame. Near the midway point of quarter number one. 2-3 zone here for Centura. Stars lead at 13-6. Skip pass on the right side for James. He thought about the three. He'll give it to Mestel. Left side to Harrison Pierce. He's open for three. That shot won't fall, and the rebound's taken out of there by Mestel. Mestel, he's going to turn around the jumper. It's no good. And a turnover, stolen away by James. James puts up the shot, no good, gets his own rebound, and it's up and in. So James got the steal, missed the first shot, but then was able to hit the second as he pulls down the rebound. So now a 9-point Kearney Catholic lead. Lemberg gives on the left side, top of the circle for Hansen. He'll kick right corner here for Lemberg. Lemberg gets a little bit of a screen, now entry pass inside. And it's going to be a reach here on Kearney Catholic on the pass. So the foul will be on Bryce James. That will be his first foul. And Kearney Catholic will make wholesale substitutions. Brady Holtmeyer, Jackson, and Matt Moore check back in. So the five starters are out there for Kearney Catholic. And it's inbounded for Hansen. Hansen has it here for Centura. And he'll give it off on the left side. Now penetration here is Lemberg. Lemberg, nice drive. It's rolling on around the glass. No good. And it's going to be a foul. It rolled out of there. I think the official thought it fell. But it's going to be two shots coming up here. Great drive there by Lemberg. And Lemberg hit on the arm by Zach Jackson. So he's going to be shooting a couple of free throws. And the first one's up and good. So Lemberg right now has his first point of the game. And Lemberg's second free throw, back in the iron, no good. Rebound's being tipped around. Finally rebound in underneath by Kasperson. Then Kasperson loses the ball, and Kearney Catholic can't get their hands on it. Goes out of bounds. A couple of seniors for Kearney Catholic tried desperately to come up with the ball, weren't able to do it, and it rolls off of both Holtmeyer and Moore's hands. So the Centurions inbound, they give it to Hansen. Hansen's picked up defensively by Zach Jackson. Around the perimeter we go. Great ball fake. Cutting up is going to be Holcomb. Holcomb jumper no good. He gets the rebound 15 feet away. He'll give it out for Myers. Myers helps work it around. Here's a three-pointer up and good for Lemberg. They kicked it out to Lemberg. He's able to stroke in the three. And now it is a five-point ball game again. Skip pass out for Jackson. Jackson's going to give it out for the younger Holtmeyer. Driving here is going to be Derek Jackson. Derek gives it to Moore. Moore shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts up another shot. Won't fall. And Holcomb is able to track down the rebound. So in the offensive zone, Hansen's got it. He's looking on the inside. They're going to lob it to the big man Holcomb, and Holcomb has it tipped away from one Holtmeyer to the other. Brady comes up with the basketball. After Centura turns it over, Jackson now is going to skip it out to Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer backing in, gives it to his older brother, and now they're going to set up a half-court offense here to Matt Moore. Moore now will look at that 2-3 zone, and they'll give it off to Jackson. Back to Moore. Moore on the right elbow gives it to Brady Holtmeyer. Brady Holtmeyer on the drive, left side, shot's a little bit too strong. Blake Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound. He's in the land of Giants. His shot's no good. Little brother trying to pull down the rebound, but coming out of there with it is going to be Lemberg. Lemberg with the rebound, long pass up court. In the corner is Myers. Myers working it back out here to Hansen. And Hansen will kick it to Lemberg, and will be in the offensive zone. Hansen facing that 1-3-1, will kick left side for Lemberg. Lemberg enters it in. There's Holcomb. Holcomb, little bunny hook, shot no good. Moore is able to pull down the rebound after the miss by Centura. So on the bounce here is Zach Jackson. He'll give it off to his brother Derek, and Derek on his way to the basket falls down, but they're going to say he was basically hit on the body, and that's what caused him to fall. And so that'll be on Lemberg. So Lemberg called for the foul. And that will be his first with a minute 20 to go here in quarter number one. 15-10, Kearney Catholic leads by five as they inbound it with a low four set on the baseline. And they'll give it to Derek Jackson. He'll work it around top of the circle for Blake Holtmeyer. Now Moore's got it in the corner. Back out here to Zach Jackson. Jackson's going to penetrate that zone. Bounce it out to Moore. He's open for a three. It's no good. And rebound into the hands of Kasperson. So Kasperson is able to snag the bound. And slowly in the offensive zone is going to be Lemberg. Lemberg's picked up by Jackson. Uses the dribble up. So he'll give it to Kasperson. Kasperson, top of the circle for Hansen. Hansen, little jump stop, kick into the corner. There's Lemberg. Lemberg could shoot over the top of Jackson if he wanted to, but he'll skip it out right wing here for Hansen. Hansen will step into a three. It's no good. Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound, and he's on the run. And he has it knocked out of bounds off the official's foot and out of bounds. Nice rebound by Blake Holtmeyer, but he had the ball taken away from him. And knocked out of bounds, and Centura is going to make a substitution here. Wyatt Gleason coming in, and so the freshman will come into the game, and they're going to protect Travis Holcomb a little bit here as they don't want him to commit a foul with 36.5 to go. And Kearney Catholic may work it for the last shot, but they give it inside for Moore, and Moore hit on the body, ends up tripping. If he hadn't lost his balance, I don't know if they would have called that foul, but it's going to be a little hit on the arm there, and so it will result in a couple of free throws. And the foul is whistled on Hickok, and that is going to be his second. So his second foul will turn into a couple of free throws here for Matt Moore. And Moore strokes it in. So he hits the first of two, and Matt on the season about a 66% free throw shooter. Free throw shooting has been one of the dark areas for Kearney Catholic. It's been may have cost them a couple of games. The second free throw is up and good. Facing some pressure, Hickok gives it away, now gets it back, steps into a double team, but is able to pivot out, gives it to Lemberg. Lemberg double teamed as he has it across the timeline. Extra pass, and it's intercepted by Moore. Moore makes the steal, 20 seconds left, and he'll give it up ahead here for Derek Jackson. They're letting him play because there's some poking in the face going on out there. Moore is going to fire. It's going to be Howe's going to fire the three. No good. Mestel with the rebound. 10 seconds left. He's on the ground. And coming up with the basketball in the corner is going to be Zach Jackson. Jackson with 4 seconds left. Gives it to Moore. Moore's pass knocked down. Centura comes up with it. A nice defensive play there by Wyatt Gleason, but he didn't have enough time to make anything happen. So we'll head to the second quarter. Kearney Catholic with a 17-10 lead. We're back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here. Centura with the basketball, trailing at 17-10 as we start the second quarter here. A battle of the 8-9 teams in the Luplac Conference Tournament. And Hickok on that right side passed it out here for Lemberg. And Lemberg is fouled. And that is going to be on Jackson. That'll be on Derek Jackson. That'll be his first. So Centura will inbound on that right side. Grant Myers has it, and he'll get it off here for Lemberg. And they're going to V-cut him back and try to get the basketball right back to Myers, and he'll put up a three on the baseline, and perfect play. As Grant Myers strokes in the three, that was exactly what they had drawn up there, and he now has his first points of the night. Now make it 17-13. Holtmeyer on the baseline, a little ball fake. He'll kick it out to his younger brother, Brady, and Brady has it stolen away, the steal by Lemberg. Lemberg's going to go in for the layup. It's up and good, and he's fouled. So Nathan Lemberg makes the steal, makes the layup, and we'll see if he can make the shot for a three-point play, as the foul is going to be on Brady Holtmeyer. So Lemberg at the line, puts it up and in. So nice job there by Lemberg as he hits the shot. Moore will give it off to Holtmeyer on that left side. Quick 6-0 run here to start the second quarter. And Mestel in the game. We'll work it around to Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson gives it out here to Holtmeyer. Blake Holtmeyer has it. Will pull up to the elbow. His jumper is no good. Rebound to Mestel. Mestel ball fake. Has his shot blocked in underneath. And coming up with the basketball is going to be Hansen. Holcomb with the block, Hansen with the dribble, trips, falls, it comes into the hands of Myers. Myers is going to kick it out to Lemberg. Lemberg is going to fire the three, and we got a foul on the drive on the way in. So it's going to be on the way to the basket, not on the shot. That'll be called on Tyler Mestel. That is going to be his first. And so the inbounds goes to Holcomb. Holcomb has it, goes off of his hands, but it was last touched by Mestel. He went down there and was trying to battle for the basketball. So Hickok to inbound again, and they'll get it top of the circle here for Lemberg. Lemberg might have trouble shooting over top of Blake Holtmeyer, so he'll kick left side for Michael Hansen. They get it off here on the right side for Lemberg. Lemberg, nice little back cut, lobs it, and it's going to be tipped by Holtmeyer, but into the hands of Hickok. He'll work it back around the perimeter. Myers has it. Ball fake here by Lemberg. Lemberg enters it in here for Holcomb. They'll kick it out for Myers, and Myers will hit the three. Grant Myers stroking in his second three-pointer of the quarter. He's got six in the game, and Centura has their first lead of the night at 19-17. Tyler Mestel on the bounce here with 6 minutes to go before halftime. Gave it away, gets it back. He'll step into a three, banks it off glass, no good. Jackson gets the rebound. A lot of contact on the shot. It won't fall, and Michael Hansen pulls down the rebound. And he'll dribble to the left side. His two-pointer is no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Brady Holtmeyer. And Brady gives it up ahead to Jackson. On the dribble is Derek. Derek kicks left side. Back to Brady Holtmeyer. Brady drives on the baseline, and he's going to be fouled here by Jacob Hickok. Oh, check that. It's going to be on number 50, Travis Holcomb. And for Holcomb, that's going to be his second. Bryce James, Harrison Pierce, and Zach Jackson check into the ball game. Moore to toss it in. The older Holtmeyer is also out there, so that's the five out there for the Stars right now. Zach Jackson, a little jump pass over here, Bryce James. James works it back around to Harrison Pierce. Left side, here's Zach Jackson for three. It's no good. Hansen's able to pull down the rebound. That, he went up high for that, too. And he'll get the ball back as there's a little bit of pressure. He's working against Bryce James. Dribbling is Hansen. Hansen gives right side. Stars right now going man-to-man, and the pass is going to be stolen away by Holtmeyer. Nope, he runs out of room. He tipped it away from Holcomb, but wasn't able to track it down before he ran out of room. So Centura will maintain the possession here with 5:05 to go before the end of the first half. It's 19-17. Centura with the lead. Pass on that left side is stolen away by Holtmeyer, who passes up ahead to Jackson. Jackson under glass, puts up the shot, no good. Holtmeyer trying to tip it, will commit the foul. So Holtmeyer came up with the steal, passed it up ahead. That was a tough shot attempt, and then he was a little bit too aggressive trying to pull down the rebound as he went over the defender's back. And we'll walk to the other end of the court, and Jacob Hickok is going to shoot a one-and-one here because that is now Kearney Catholic's seventh team foul. Centura has been whistled for six, so both teams right now are in the bonus. The free throw rolls around, no good. And the rebound to Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer snags the bound here, and he'll give it off to Moore. Moore looking at a 2-3 zone. Will give it right side for Blake Holtmeyer to Harrison Pierce. Pierce picked up defensively there by Hansen. Pierce gives it back. Pass across the lane. Going to be saved into the hands of Bryce James. His jumper's no good. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by Moore. It was tipped. And Moore tried to, it was tipped right at Moore. And he didn't really have much chance to really react to the basketball. And so Centura will weather that storm. And now they'll have the basketball. Lemberg picked up by Zach Jackson. They're trying to double team him. But Lemberg is able to get it across the timeline. He has it stolen away. Steal by Zach Jackson. It goes in for the layup. It is up and good. So Zach Jackson with the steal and then the layup. And we are tied at 19. Behind the back on the dribble here is Lemberg. He lost the ball momentarily, but Myers is there to pick it up. Myers picked up by James. Gives it off here for Lemberg. Lemberg working against some pressure by Zach Jackson, has his dribble, 5 second counts going on. He'll kick it out here for Hansen. Hansen gives left wing for Grant Myers. Myers top of the circle for Lemberg. Around the perimeter we go, a little ball fake here by Hansen. Hansen off of a screen, and there was some holding going on there, but not called as Harrison Pierce actually spun around Jacob Hickok, and they'll work it back around the perimeter here for Myers. Myers is going to fire the three, and he hits the three. Grant Myers strokes in a three-pointer, and this is the largest lead of the ball game for Centura. They lead it 22-19. Driving is Holtmeyer. He'll stomp on the baseline, kick it out. Here's Harrison Pierce for the tie. He is fouled on the three-pointer. The shot is off the mark, and Hansen commits the foul. And so Harrison Pierce is going to be shooting three free throws. So Pierce will put her up, and the first one is up and no good. Pierce on the season, about a 53% free throw shooter. You know, that's one of those plays that they fired the shot, and then on the immediate box out, they commit the foul, and they will call that in the act of shooting about 100% of the time. Moore comes out of the ball game. Derek Jackson will check in for him. 22-20, second free throw by Pierce is up and good. So he makes two out of three. And it's a one-point ball game. Lemberg passes it up the head here to Hansen. Hansen on the dribble, gets his feet caught up, and they're going to call a foul on Bryce James, and James is hurt. They got his feet, they got their feet tangled up on the way up there. And again, it's one of those things, if Hansen doesn't get upended, they probably would not have called the foul, but James is in a lot of pain as that ankle and the ankle of Hansen got caught up. So they're going to attend to him as the trainer comes up, and they are working on that left ankle of Bryce James. And both teams are going to go to the locker room as they attend to James right now. There's 3:12 to go here before halftime. We're going to take a 30-second break. It's 22-21. Centura with the lead, and they'll have free throws, and we come back after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here, 22-21. Bryce James is coming up, and they actually were attending to that left knee a little bit. Now, he's walking off the court and straight into the training room. He is putting some weight on it, so I don't think that this is overly serious, but I hate to really speculate, but he was able to walk off on his own power and not with a severe limp, so that appears to be good news. Now, the feet got tangled up between him and Michael Hansen. And Hansen's going to go to the free throw line for the front end of the 1-1. It is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Derek Jackson. So Jackson will get it off to Mestel. Mestel on the drive, and he is fouled. And he's going to have some free throws coming up here. The foul was a little reach that is called on Lemberg, and that's going to be the first foul on Lemberg. So Mestel at the free throw line. Oh, check that. They gave it to Hansen. Free throw rolls around, bounces, and a nice friendly touch there for Tyler Mestel. And Mestel does hit the free throw. That'll make it now 22 all. Mestel on the season, about a 64% free throw shooter. One of the better free throw shooters for Kearney Catholic. And his free throw is a high arcing shot that hits the back of the iron, no good, and a foul on the rebound. Jackson got the rebound, but went over the back to do it. So Derek Jackson commits the foul, will shut off the clock, will walk to the other end of the court, and will shoot free throws there. Tied at 22, checking in here is going to be Matt Moore. And Moore will come in here for, well, actually they called the foul on Mestel. So Mestel has picked up his second foul, and that's why he comes out of the ballgame. Free throws up and good for Hunter Kasperson. So Hunter Kasperson makes the first one. Second one is no good, and the rebound is taken out of there by Jackson. So on the bounce here, Derek Jackson gives it off to his brother. They'll kick it out here for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer thought about the three. He'll give it to Moore on the baseline. Moore, a little jump stop, kicks it out for Harrison Pierce. Pierce inside the three-point arc will give it now right side for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to fire the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound for Jackson. That one will not fall, and the rebound is finally pulled out of there. I think that was Hickok who pulled it down. And across the timeline, here comes Kasperson. Bounce pass to Myers on that left side. He'll give it right back out for Hickok. His entry pass knocked away by Holtmeyer. Two on one here. Holtmeyer on the drive. Holtmeyer with the layup. It's up and good for Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer is able to make the steal and then lay it up on the other end. On the baseline, in trouble is Myers. Myers is able to kick it out for Kasperson. Takes a little bit of pressure off. He'll hand the basketball now to Lemberg. It gives it back to Kasperson. Kasperson's pass knocked down. It hits the glass. Coming up with a loose ball is going to be Zach Jackson, and there's going to be a foul on Centura. Centura was in a bad spot there because after the ball hit the glass, all the angles going to the ball were just a little bit off for the Centurions as they tried to track it down. And so to the line is going to be Zach Jackson, and this will be the final 1-1 of the first half for either team. The foul is going to be on Jacob Hickok. That's going to be his third. And Jackson's free throw is no good. And again, another rebound here by Hickok. They'll get it off for Lemberg. A little ball fake, driving is Myers. Myers kicks it on that right side for Hickok. He thought about the baseline jumper, but he'll give it off for Kasperson. Kasperson's being double-teamed, gets it at the elbow to Hickok. Hickok, nice pass inside, reverse layup by Holcomb is no good. Moore is able to pull down the rebound, and Moore is on the run here for Kearney Catholic. He'll take it all the way in with that left hand. It's up and good. Nice drive there by the senior. And the Stars with a three-point lead. They double-team the ball, but Myers is open on the baseline, and he'll put up a floater. Up and good for Grant Myers on that baseline. And Grant Myers now has 11 points in the ball game. Back out here for Matt Moore. Moore with 1:08 to go. They'll snap it off on the left wing for Zach Jackson. Jackson steps into a double-team, kicks it out for Harrison Pierce, who hits a three. Nice in-out play there, and Harrison Pierce is able to stroke in the three-pointer. 52 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and Centura has it across the timeline. Stars lead it, and they make the steal. Pierce with the steal. He'll lay it up with that right hand, has it blocked, and it's going to be a foul that's whistled on Kasperson. And I'm telling you, Kasperson got a lot of basketball there, but he must have got a little bit of body as well. Nice steal there by Pierce. And that will turn into some free throws here as he's going to shoot two. 43.8 to go here before halftime. Pierce hits the front of the rim. It rolls around, and it is good. He's a 53% free throw shooter, and he'll give Kearney Catholic a 30-25 lead. Well, we're in the midst of an 11-3 run here for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw by Pierce is rolling around. That one is a little bit short, and the rebound's taken by Lemberg. So Lemberg snags the bound, has it across the timeline. Nice little jump stop. Gives it off here on the left wing here for Jose Guzman. Guzman skips it over for Myers. Myers, that's a nice-looking three. It's off the mark, though, and coming out with a rebound is going to be Pierce. Pierce on the run will pass it in underneath to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer foul, but no call. Gets his own rebound. Shot won't fall. Rebound by Harrison Pierce, who gives it out for Jackson. Jackson tries, has it knocked out of his hands. In underneath, a lot of hand-to-hand combat in there. It finally goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. And I've been to wrestling meets that don't have as much grabbing as what was going on underneath the basket by both teams. To say these guys let them play is an understatement. 11.4 to go. And it's inbounded here for Lemberg. Lemberg, they double-team him. He steps through it on the run, gives it off on the right side to Myers. Myers' shot tipped and deflected, no good. 1 second left. Pass up ahead to Pierce, and he can't get it off in time. Would not have counted had it gone, but a nice pass by Holtmeyer. But Kearney Catholic couldn't quite come up with it in time. So both teams will head to the locker room with the score as is. And it is Kearney Catholic 30, Centura 25. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. We are at halftime, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. And we are at halftime, where Kearney Catholic leads Centura 30-25 here at the break. And again, let's recap what is going on tonight and throughout the rest of the week. In the Luplat Conference basketball tournament. As we mentioned here, Kearney Catholic and Centura, the Stars are the 8th seed. Centura is the number 9 seed. The winner of this game will travel to Ravenna tomorrow to take on the Blue Jays. More on that here in just a moment. The other game going on tonight, Wood River and St. Paul. That game is going on at Wood River, as St. Paul is the 10 seed. Wood River is the number 7 seed. So tomorrow on the boys' side, Ravenna will take on the winner of this game. Ravenna is the number 1 seed. On that side of the bracket is 4-seeded Gibbon. They'll host Arcadia Loop City tomorrow night in Gibbon. In Ord, the number 3 seed Chanticleers will play host to Adams Central tomorrow night at 7. And the number 2 seed Donovan Trumbull will be taking on the winner of the Wood River-St. Paul game tomorrow at 7 o'clock in Donovan as well. The semifinals on the boys' side will be Friday in Ord beginning at 6:15. And we will have those games for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And on Friday, we'll also have the girls' semifinals on Thursday as well. And we'll also have a girl-boy doubleheader tomorrow from Ravenna, as the Ravenna girls will play host to the winner of the Wood River Gibbon game. And that game will be at 6:15 tomorrow. Ravenna is the number 2 seed, and I'll go through the girls' bracket here in just a little bit. Then the winner of this game, either Kearney Catholic or Centura, will be in Ravenna to take on the top-seeded boys' Blue Jay basketball team. That game is scheduled for an 8 o'clock tip. And then, of course, Wednesday, you know, we're going to be shoveling out snow. But Thursday, we'll have the semifinals on the girls' side, the boys' semifinals on Friday, and then we'll have the consolation and championship games, all of them right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. On the girls' side, Adams Central and Arcadia Loop City. That's who's involved in the 8-9 game that's being played at Adams Central right now. The winner of that game will travel right back here to Cope Coliseum tomorrow to take on top-seeded Kearney Catholic. Also on that side of the bracket is 4th-seeded St. Paul. They will host 5th-seeded Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. And 3rd-seeded Centura on Tuesday will play host to Ord. And Ravenna, as we mentioned, on the girls' side, will host the Wood River Gibbon winner that's going on tonight. They will play in Ravenna on Tuesday as well, and we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget that on our sister station on ESPN 1460 and 1550, we'll have the the Fort Kearney Conference boys and girls semifinals and finals and consolation games beginning Thursday night from the Viejo Event Center. On Thursday will be the girls' semifinals as Elm Creek and SEM, the winner of that game, will take on the winner of Wilcox-Hildreth either Pleasanton or Elwood. And then we'll have the second girls' semifinal, Eustis Farnham and Amherst, and then Overton, Axtell in that final game. And we'll have those games for you Thursday night from the Viejo Event Center. On Friday night will be the boys' semifinals. The top seed is Elm Creek. They'll take on either Amherst or Axtell in that second round. Wilcox-Hildreth is the 3 seed. They'll be taking on 6-seeded Elwood tomorrow night. The winner of that game will more than likely be taking on Overton, who will be taking on SEM in their game, which will be tomorrow night as well. But again, we'll have those games for you Thursday and Friday from the Viejo Event Center on our sister station on ESPN 1460 and 1550. So the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on ESPN, and we'll have the Luplat Conference Tournament all week long right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, 30-25, Kearney Catholic with a 5-point lead here at intermission. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the numbers. We come back right after this.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Real quick, some team numbers for you. A couple of numbers really favoring Kearney Catholic here at the break. They are out-rebounding Centura 19-13 unofficially here at intermission. Centura has turned the ball over 14 times compared to 5 for Kearney Catholic, and it's a 5-point lead for the Stars. And with those numbers together, you think that maybe Kearney Catholic would lead a little bit better. Well, they're not shooting the ball exceptionally well. Kearney Catholic is 2 of 7. Shooting the three-pointer, while Centura is 4 of 8. And overall field goal shooting, Kearney Catholic is 9 of 28, where Centura is 9 of 17. So shooting the ball much better is Centura here in the basketball game, and that's one reason why they're still in this one, even though they've turned the ball over a few more times. It is 30-25 here at intermission. For Centura, leading the way is Grant Myers. He has 11 points. here in the first half, including hitting 3 three-pointers. Nathan Lindbergh unofficially with 7 points at intermission. He also has 3 rebounds. Travis Holcomb has 4 points in the ball game. Michael Hansen with 2, and Hunter Kasperson hit a free throw. He's got 1 point so far here in the ball game. Centura overall shooting right at 53% from the field. They are 50% from three-point range and 3 of 7 from the free throw line. So that's about 43%. So that's probably the one area where that not shooting the ball exceptionally well is actually from the free throw line. For Kearney Catholic, nobody in double figures just yet. Blake Holtmeyer is leading the way. He's got 7 points at intermission. He did hit a three-pointer. Harrison Pierce also has 6 points. He's got three-pointer as well. Matt Moore with 4. Zach Jackson with 4. Derek Jackson has 2. Bryce James with 2. Brady Holtmeyer with 2. And Tyler Mestel has 1 point here at intermission. And by the way, we mentioned the sore knee, sore ankle. We weren't really sure what was up with Bryce James. He is out there right now warming up here for the second half. So when he got his feet caught up with Michael Hansen earlier, both of them went down, and Bryce James did appear to be in a fair amount of pain, but he's been able to fight it off, and he is back out there right now and showing no ill effects from it. So that certainly is good news, because when he went down, you could think all sorts of bad injuries may have occurred there. But so far, so good, it appears, here for Bryce James. 30-25, Kearney Catholic leads it by 5 at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in the third quarter right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here as we're all set and ready to go. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. Whether from your business, your home, the farm, they'll remove it, helping anyone in Buffalo County. Kearney Catholic does have possession of the basketball to start the second half. They get it at the elbow here for Jackson. Jackson, a little floater, up, no good. And his brother will pull down the rebound. That's Derek. Derek can't get it to fall. Brady Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound. It's no good, but it eventually rolled in. I'm not sure if Blake Holtmeyer tipped that or not. We're going to give it to Brady Holtmeyer as he went up high for it, but I think he pulled his hand back as Kearney Catholic does get a nice look at it there as they got 3 offensive rebounds and eventually do get the basket. Drive here on the left side for Centura. Answering back is Nathan Lindbergh, and Lindbergh has his first 2 points of the second half. So on the bounce here is going to be Moore. With it is Matt Moore. He'll give left side for Zach Jackson to Derek, to Zach. Right wing, Blake Holtmeyer has it. They'll kick it out for Matt Moore. Moore's going to fire a 3. It's no good. Holtmeyer with the rebound, takes it off glass, and it's good. So Blake Holtmeyer is able to pull that one in and be able to make a nice little putback. Nice rebound there. Kick on the right side in transition, and Hansen's going to stroke a 3 here for Centura. So he answers right back here for the Centurions. And it's 34-30. 4-point game. Enters inside for Jackson. He'll kick it out for Brady Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will hit a long 2. Those are the kind of shots both these two teams really want to hit, where they can enter the ball inside and then kick it back out. Loose ball picked up by Hansen, and Hansen is fouled. And that will be on the body of Zach Jackson. Ball was loose, didn't have a good angle, and he ends up with a little push here. Lindbergh's going to toss it in. We'll get it near midcourt here for Hickok. Back out for Lindbergh. Lindbergh all the way to the baseline. Little floater, bounces in and out, no good. And Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound. So Brady Holtmeyer snags the rebound after Centura got a pretty good look there on an athletic drive on the baseline. So Holtmeyer will kick right side for his younger brother, Brady. And Brady on the bounce will give it out here for Zach Jackson. And Zach gives it off for Derek. Derek on the baseline to Zach. Right wing, they get it for Blake Holtmeyer. He'll kick it off for his little brother, Brady. Brady out to Blake. Bounce pass to Derek Jackson. Pass inside the lane. Turnaround jumper rolls around on the rim. No good here for Brady Holtmeyer. But Holtmeyer is going to go line and shoot a couple. That'll be on Jacob Hickok. And for him, that is his fourth foul. So little foul issues here for Centura as he has four, and he'll come out of the ball game. The free throw is no good for the freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. And he's got one more on the way here. They hand him the basketball. And Brady, the 58% free throw shooter, does make the second one. So Brady now has 7 points here in the ball game. Michael Hansen gets the inbounds, dribbles down that far sideline, kicks in the corner for Myers. Myers now will drive, floater on the baseline, up and good. Well, they had to come after him because he hit a couple of three-pointers from over there, and then he made that nice little floater. Here in the lane, in transition, Blake Holtmeyer with a fingertip roll, and that's up and in here for Kearney Catholic. 39-32, 7-point lead for the Stars. Long pass up ahead here for Grant Myers. It gets an extra pass inside for Travis Holcomb, and Holcomb will score. They broke the press and were able to make Kearney Catholic pay. Across the timeline, Derek Jackson will give it off here. Zach Jackson back out for Holtmeyer. Stars will make a slew of substitutions here in a moment. Matt Moore gets it inside for Holtmeyer, who will fly through the lane, and Blake Holtmeyer will score. Nice open area. He caught, jumped, and was able to float it all in one swell motion. And Michael Hansen, with pressure coming, takes his eyes off the ball. That'll be a Centura turnover. And we got a timeout here for the Centurions. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. 41-34. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Are you in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV? Well, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help you out. No games, gimmicks, or that silly extra fees to fill out paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. James into the ball game, gets the pass on the left side. It's up and in. He hits a three-pointer. Well, I think that ankle's okay for Bryce James. He strokes in the three-pointers. They swung it around the perimeter. And now Harrison Pierce will pressure the basketball. It's knocked out of bounds by Holtmeyer on that backside. And so Blake Holtmeyer couldn't quite come up with a steal. Holtmeyer's out there with Nathan Howe, Tyler Mestel, Bryce James, and Harrison Pierce. Tossing it in here is going to be Hunter Kasperson, who also came in during that stoppage. And they'll work it off on the right side for Hansen. Michael Hansen will drive. Nice jump stop in the lane. Floater off glass a little bit too strong. And Holtmeyer is able to pull down the rebound. So he snags the bound after the miss. And Kearney Catholic will kick it right side. James thought about the three. Stops top of the key. Gives it off for Harrison Pierce. Pierce on the baseline. He's going to skip it. A high pass that Mestel will pass back out here for James. And James's pass over for Nathan Lemberg. Almost taken away there by Lemberg. But Lemberg couldn't quite come up with the ball. It goes out of bounds. So Stars will inbound and nearly intercepted in the weeds there, and almost making the steal is going to be Grant Myers. Harrison Pierce will drive, put up an awkward shot, and it's rebounded by Holcomb. We got a foul that I believe is going to be going on Blake Holtmeyer. And, yeah, that will be on Holtmeyer, and that will be his second. Well, the worst foul trouble is over there for Centura because Jacob Hickok has four fouls. And for Kearney Catholic, they've got three players with two. Deflected pass, but picking it up is going to be Grant Myers. Myers is in trouble in the corner. Entry pass for Travis Holcomb, stolen away. Holtmeyer with the steal. Blake Holtmeyer has it knocked out of his hands, and it was saved, but Nathan Lemberg stepped out of bounds to come up with that loose ball. So Centura with the turnover, and a timeout here for the Stars, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. They lead it 44-34 with 3:20 to go in the third. We're back after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
And welcome back. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be in Ravenna for a LUPLAC Conference quarterfinal doubleheader, boys and girls doubleheader. We're not sure who's taking on the second-seeded Ravenna girls just yet. We don't know who's taking on the top-seeded Ravenna boys just yet. It will be the winner of this game. Kearney Catholic right now with a 44-34 lead. They inbound it, and the three-pointer's up and good for James. Bryce James in that corner strokes in the three-pointer, and it's a 13-point lead. 47-34. Pass up to Holcomb. Holcomb is able to kick it out here for Myers. Myers will fire the three, and it's no good. It went up high and actually hit the stand on the top of the glass, and it went in. But when it hit that that green above the glass there, it is a dead ball. So it went in, but it will go down as a miss here for Centura. Pierce gets it in the lane. Shot. No good here for Nathan Howe. Rebounded by Mestel. Mestel with it. He'll dribble out with it. Nice decision that. And they give it out for Howe. Howe back out for Harrison Pierce. Pierce loses the basketball and saved it into the hands of Grant Myers. So Myers makes the steal here, and he has in the offensive zone. They get it out for Hansen. Hansen shut out by Harrison Pierce, who hustled back. They'll give it off on the right side to Lemberg. Lemberg will dribble to that right side. It was three quarters of the way down, came out. Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound. Holtmeyer's leading a three-on-one break. He'll give it out for Mestel. Mestel layup, no good. Holtmeyer trying to come up with a rebound, and it's going to be a foul on Holtmeyer, I believe. Nope, it's going to be on Hansen. And both of them were kind of came in at an awkward angle. So Kearney Catholic, they make the steal, but they can't make the shot in underneath. And the inbounds is going to be stolen away here by Hansen. Hansen makes a nice defensive play, and he is fouled immediately. Trying to get to the ball was Nathan Howe. And so with 2:12 to go, Howe commits the foul. That'll be his first, team's third of the second half. And it remains 47-34. Kearney Catholic with a 13-point lead. Lindberg on the dribble, loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. Good hands for Kearney Catholic's Harrison Pierce as he was able to slap that off the foot of Lemberg and out of bounds. So Centura turns it over, and they've had a little bit of trouble with that here in the second half. They've got 20 turnovers in the game compared to 7 unofficially for Kearney Catholic. James has it. We'll give it off on the right side for Mestel. Mestel is fouled. Reaching for the basketball is going to be Grant Myers. And that one was hit on the arm pretty good. Underneath the basket, I think you can get away with a lot of hand-to-hand combat. Outside of the lane, they certainly saw that one. About 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Stars up by 13. Harrison Pierce on that right side off of the screen. Gets it to Howe in the lane. Turnaround jumper up and good. Nice screen on the inside that was set by Blake Holtmeyer. You don't see those screens in the lane very often, but when they work effectively. Jacob Christensen checked in the game a little bit ago. He had it on the baseline. He's going to kick it back out here for Hickok. Hickok dribbling for Centura, takes it off glass, no good, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Blake Holtmeyer as he kind of volleyballs it out of bounds. More Jackson, and the younger Holtmeyer, Brady, going to check into the ball game. And the older brother, Blake Holtmeyer, is going to be still out there. So the five starters for Kearney Catholic right now. Grant Myers will inbound it, gives it to Hunter Kasperson. Kasperson working against Moore. The kick into the corner over there for Christensen. And Christensen's jumper is no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Derek Jackson. So Derek Jackson pulls down the rebound. And they'll kick it off on the right side. Three-pointer up and good for Jackson. Zach Jackson in transition will drain the three-pointer, and Kearney Catholic now leads at 52-34. Ball fake on the right side for Grant Myers. Myers picked up there by Moore. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Kearney Catholic has been on a nice little run here. They've scored at least the last 8 points. Pass on the inside. Great hands by Holcomb. Holcomb's going to take it off glass. He gets the bucket and foul. Well, they were stuck on 36 for a while, but Travis Holcomb was able to bank that one in. That was a nice catch on the inside. That was not easy. And then he was able to keep his balance, bank it in. And he was hit on the arm by Brady Holtmeyer. That'll be Holtmeyer's second foul. And now Holcomb with a chance to finish the three-point play. Holcomb, a 49% free throw shooter. And now Dave Ullman is going to bring in for the first time tonight Jacob Osborne and Guzman is out there, and also TJ Linnemeyer. But Linnemeyer is going to be coming in here for Holcomb, and Holcomb's a little bit busy at the moment because he's shooting a free throw. He wants to protect these guys so they don't get a cheap foul. The free throw is up and no good, and the rebound is taken out of there by the younger Holtmeyer. So Brady Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound, and they'll kick it up ahead here. With it is Masker for Kearney Catholic. John Masker gives it to Moore. Matt Moore on the baseline is shut off. He'll give the ball off here for Derek Jackson. Around the perimeter we go. They get it out here for Zach Jackson. Zach Jackson's three is no good. 16 seconds left. On the run here is going to be Centura. They'll give it up on the right side. Jacob Osborne working against Jackson. 5 seconds left. He'll step in, takes an extra step. That'll be a Centura turnover. 2.8 to go. And Kearney Catholic has it. They've got to cover the entire length of the court in less than 3 seconds. Tossing it in here is going to be Derek Jackson. He's going to throw the ball deep to Moore. It's tipped loose. Coming up with it is Jackson. He'll put up the three, and it will not fall here for Zach Jackson, who comes up with the loose ball. So that'll do it for the first three quarters, and Kearney Catholic will head to the fourth, leading it 52-36 over Centura. We're back after this.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Going to Bowling and Central 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Well, at one point it was 35-30, but then Kearney Catholic went on a 17-6 run. And now they lead it as we start the fourth quarter here, 52-36. Possession arrow pointing now to Kearney Catholic as Centura will inbound the basketball, and they lead Travis Holcomb underneath the basket a little bit too far, and that'll be a Centura turnover. And unofficially for Centura now, that'll be 22 turnovers compared to only 7 for Kearney Catholic. So Stars lead by 16 as we've got less than 8 minutes to play here in regulation, but they can't exactly sit on the basketball. Matt Moore brings it in the offensive zone, gives it off on the left side for Zach Jackson. The five starters, well, four of the five are out there. Masker out there is for the younger Holtmeyer right now. And Masker on that right wing, John Masker, sets a screen after he passes it to Matt Moore. Both Jacksons, Holtmeyer and Masker, with Matt Moore. That's who's out there for Kearney Catholic. Blake Holtmeyer kicks right side. Derek Jackson gives it on the baseline. Moore, little floater up and good. Nice soft touch there for Matt Moore. And Moore now with 6 points in the ball game. Quickly on the run is Hanson on that left side. Dribbles all the way down to the baseline, and he's going to be fouled on the shot. So he'll go to the line, and the foul is going to be on Blake Holtmeyer, and that's going to be his third. So he's got three fouls with 7:07 to go in the ballgame, and he hasn't been out a whole lot. He's been playing quite a few minutes here. The free throw is up and good here for Hansen. Hansen was in the process of shooting two, so he makes the first. He'll have one more here. It's 54-37, and the second free throw is up and good. So nice work there by Michael Hansen, who's a 53% free throw shooter. Jackson has it across the timeline. On the dribble here is Zach. Zach all the way in underneath the basket. His bounce pass is stolen away by Centura. They'll slow it down. They get it to Holcomb. Holcomb now kicks right side in transition. Myers will fire a three. Offensive rebound in underneath. It's up and good for Nathan Lemberg. So Lemberg is able to make the shot after the missed three-pointer. But it's a 14-point ball game. Ball fake, and Matt Moore will lob it off left wing here for Zach Jackson. He'll drive, has it blocked by Holcomb. Holcomb with the block, and quickly they get it up ahead. Myers' layup won't fall. Tipped out of bounds off the hands of a hustling Travis Holcomb and out of bounds. So Centura had a nice look at it, and then even on the rebound, but Holcomb couldn't hold on to the basketball, and that'll be a team turnover or team rebound here for Kearney Catholic. 54-40. 6:20 to go. A little mini run here for Centura. Long pass up ahead for Zach Jackson. Jackson's going to give it off to Matt Moore. Kearney Catholic trying to spread the floor, and Holtmeyer's going to drive. Float, no good. Gets his own rebound. Can't get that one to fall. And then he is hit as he pulls down the second rebound. And that'll be a foul here on Centura. And he took one in the nose, and he's going to wipe his face off a little bit. The foul is going to be on Travis Holcomb. That is going to be his third. Pretty good work inside there for Blake Holtmeyer, and they try to tip it to him on the inbounds, and he wasn't able to make the shot. And now a loose ball stolen away by Holtmeyer, and then stolen right back away by Hickok. No, he ran out of room. So Centura turns it over again, but nearly got it back. Hickok just kind of ran out of room trying to get that ball. Matt Moore sees the double team coming, so he'll back up, give it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's pass knocked back down, picking it up as Moore. He's across the timeline. He'll give it off here for Derek Jackson. Jackson, a little floater, no good. Up high for the rebound is Travis Holcomb, as Holcomb is able to pull down the bound, as Kearney Catholic suddenly getting pretty cold here. Kick up ahead in the corner. Hickok, he'll hit a three. Jacob Hickok with a big three-pointer, and that'll cut the lead down to 11. Matt Moore will give it off here to Mestel. Tyler Mestel up ahead to Matt Moore, gives it to Jackson. Jackson will pass to his brother Zach. Zach's got it, and he'll give it up top of the circle here for Matt Moore. Kearney Catholic looking to work the clock a little bit, but they're going to need to score some here. 2-3 zone right now for Centura, but they have to go out and attack the basketball wherever it's at. Moore gives it top of the circle here for Derek Jackson. Left side for Mestel. Mestel's going to skip it out for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer working against some pressure there by Nathan Lemberg. They double team it, but he's able to throw over the top of it and get the basketball to Zach Jackson, who's near midcourt. He's picked up by Myers. Gives it right back out here for Tyler Mestel. Stars taking some time off the clock. They lead it with 4:40 to go, 51-43. Driving through there and getting fouled is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. They kept spreading it out, and you get the ball in the hands of your best athlete, Blake Holtmeyer. He drove in hard, and he is hit on the arm, and he'll shoot two shots after the second foul of the game, whistled on Nathan Lemberg. So Blake's done a nice job shooting free throws tonight, and he's been only 45% on the season, but he shot the ball very well tonight, and he makes the first of two here. 55-43. 4:35 to go, and they are going to allow him to wipe his face because I think they thought there might be a little bit of blood coming out. And with the blood rule, I'm kind of surprised that they didn't look at that a little bit closer. Second free throw is no good. Rebound by Travis Holcomb. So here comes Centura. They don't have it across the timeline yet, but Lemberg is able to back up. let traffic clear. Now up ahead is Grant Myers. Myers will give it back to Michael Hansen. No, check that rather, but Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg stops at the elbow, works it inside for Holcomb. Holcomb's strong post move, and he'll float it up and in. Able to hit that little hook shot that he has, and that's a very effective play there for Holcomb. That's tough to stop. 10-point ball game. Holtmeyer passes the Mestel, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Lemberg. So Lemberg makes the steal, and he'll pass it up ahead here for Michael Hansen. Hansen's going to drive, float, pass tipped into the hands of Derek Jackson, and Jackson's going to slow it down a little bit. Great hustle there by Holtmeyer, Blake Holtmeyer, who tipped it. It hit the glass, and then Jackson was able to come up with it. Matt Moore is going to drive, give it to Holtmeyer. He'll kick here left side, 55-45, 3:35 to go here in the basketball game. Tyler Mestel on that right side, weaving, bounces it for Moore. Moore with the five-second count going on. Now backs up to get rid of that five-second count. He'll kick it up ahead right wing here for Zach Jackson. Jackson will give it back to Holtmeyer, who's between the circles. Penetrates, has the ball knocked loose. Nothing but Marine jerseys there. Nathan Lemberg will pass it up ahead here for Hansen. Hansen throws it back, and Centura turns it over after they made a great steal on the other end. And now Kearney Catholic again will try to milk the clock here a little bit. They just threw that pass. Great idea. It just was a little bit too far ahead after they got the steal. So Derek Jackson down the sideline gets it up ahead. Then Mestel. Mestel hit on the body, banks it off glass, and he'll put it in and now has a chance for a three-point play. So he'll try to finish the three-point play here after the foul is whistled on Hansen, and that is going to be his fifth foul. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. 3:01 to go here in the basketball game. Thanks to that bucket by Mestel, they lead it by a dozen. 57-45 this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be at the free throw line. We come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Well, here's the game reset for you. 3:01 to go in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic leads at 57-45. Both teams have three timeouts left. Kearney Catholic is in the 1-1. The Stars have one more foul to give before Centura would be in the 1-1. And welcome back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as the Stars appear to be on the verge of making it into the conference quarterfinals. They are the 8 seed, Center, in their maroon uniforms, the 9 seed. And the sophomore, Tyler Mestel, did a good job of protecting the ball but yet collecting the foul and then banking in that shot. We'll try to finish the 3-point play. It's a little bit strong, and the rebound is taken out of there by Hickok. So Hickok will give it off here for Lemberg. Lemberg on that far sideline, and there's going to be a foul whistled on Kearney Catholic. And the foul is going to be whistled on Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer has a different jersey on right now. He must have bled from that nose onto his jersey. And so he picks up the foul. You don't see him wearing 33 very often. It's usually the 11. Lemberg on the inbounds. Will lob it inside here for Holcomb. And the rebound by Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer snags the rebound. After the miss and the pass up ahead, left-handed layup good for Zach Jackson. So Jackson hits the shot after the rebound was on the other end. And Centura forced into a turnover. Good pressure there by Jackson. They got Lemberg to take a little extra step with it. So 59-45. Kearney Catholic up by 14. Now with 2:22 to go across the timeline is going to be Derek Jackson. Jackson will kick it off on the right side. Now with it is Matt Moore. Again, they're spreading out the floor. Moore on the dribble. Now a screen will be set for Zach Jackson, who's got the basketball. He'll give it to his brother Derek. Back to Zach. They'll give it off to Mestel. Again, they're just kind of keeping that floor spacing and passing the ball. And Mestel threw it away. He was trying to connect with Zach Jackson and took his eyes off his intended target just long enough for his intended target to start a V-cut, and the timing was just a little bit off, and the Stars turned it over. Moore, though, gets the ball back. He knocked it loose, and it is picked up by Hickok as it was almost stolen away. They work it inside for Travis Holcomb, and Holcomb, strong post move. He'll take it off the glass and make it a 12-point ball game. Minute 44 to go. Long pass stolen away by Holcomb. So Holcomb comes up with, yes, another steal, and they'll kick it in the corner. Here's the three-pointer by Hickok. No good. Nothing but white jerseys there to rebound it as Mestel comes down with it, and he'll hand it off here for Derek Jackson. Jackson helps work it up ahead. There's Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will head to the free throw line as he was fouled by Hunter Kasperson. They kicked it up ahead, and on the drive, Blake Holtmeyer was fouled by Kasperson. That'll stop the clock with a minute 21 to go here. Just a second foul on Kasperson, and Holtmeyer will shoot two, and the first one is up and good. So Holtmeyer now with 15 points in the ballgame. 15 points and two jerseys. As his number 11 had a little blood on it, so he's wearing 33 at the moment, and he'll make his second free throw. So Lemberg has it, as they're just really token pressure for Kearney Catholic. They're just making him take some time. Entry pass on the inside is stolen away by Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer makes a steal. He's been impressive on both ends of the court. Kick out here. Jackson's going to fire the three. Zach Jackson's three is no good. And James is able to pull down the rebound. It was tipped into the hands of Bryce James as he snags the bound. And now Moore has it. 51 seconds to go. Holtmeyer will get the basketball from Moore. Moore dribbling and chasing the ball. Committing the foul is going to be Nathan Lemberg. And for Lemberg, that'll be just his third foul. And it'll be a 1-1 coming up here for Kearney Catholic. Checking in the game, Jacob Osborne and Jose Guzman. With 46.6 to go, Harrison Pierce is going to check into the game. He's one of the better free throw shooters for Kearney Catholic as well. So it's Matt Moore who will go to the line for the front end of a 1-1 here. And his free throw rolls around and is no good. Rebound was taken out by Gleason. And now they'll kick it off on the left wing here for Guzman. Guzman's going to drive. Guzman is fouled. He's going to go to the line. And that'll be on Jackson. Zach Jackson with the foul. And there's a couple of free throws coming up here for Jose Guzman. So he'll shoot two. And he's a 50% free throw shooter. Back the iron, no good. Came in 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Dylan McInturf checking into the ball game, and so's T.J. Lindemeyer for Centura. Second free throw, back the iron, also no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. So Blake Holtmeyer snags the rebound, and with 30 seconds left, Moore's got it. Moore playing a little keep away right now. 23 seconds to go, and we got a timeout here for Kearney Catholic so he can make some substitutions. And we'll check those substitutions after this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Kearney Catholic leads it 61-47. They may call a timeout to bring in some other kids like Braxton Bellamy, who will inbound the basketball to John Bach. Bach will give it back to Bellamy. Masker checked in, so did Colin Muse here for Kearney Catholic, and now Cameron Moore. Cam Moore on the dribble here as he brings in the offensive zone. Linderman will pressure him a little bit, and Masker will give it off to Bach. Bach back out for Masker. Masker gives it for Muse. Muse working against some pressure here by McInturf. He'll hold the basketball. The horn will sound, and Kearney Catholic will pick up a 61-47 win, as that is our final. Tomorrow, they'll travel to Ravenna to take on the Blue Jays, a game you'll hear right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So the Stars win it, 61-47 over Centura. Centura now just really can't buy a break in a very tough conference. They are 4-15 on the year. Kearney Catholic now 9-10 on the season. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we'll be able to speak with both coaches, and we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as it is a final, 61-47, Kearney Catholic over Centura, and this is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Some team statistics here real quick. Kearney Catholic won the rebounding battle 31-18, so 13 more rebounds here for Kearney Catholic in the basketball game. Turnovers, I had 27 turnovers for Centura, while Kearney Catholic turned the ball over only 12 times. 12 turnovers the entire game against Kearney Catholic, and 27 for Centura. The shooting kind of balanced out a little bit. Kearney Catholic as a team finished 21 of 53 from the field, and Centura was 18 of 33, and the Stars win this one 61-47. Taking a look at some individual numbers, we'll begin first of all for Centura. Grant Myers led the way with 13 points. Travis Holcomb finished with a dozen. Nathan Lemberg with 11. 7 points for Michael Hansen. Jacob Hickok with 3, and Hunter Kasperson with 1 point here in the basketball game. In terms of rebounding, leading rebounder was Holcomb. He finished with 5. Lemberg had 4. Hansen with 3. And Hickok and Kasperson each with a couple of rebounds. Unofficially, 6 of 13 from behind the three-point line, so about a 46% shooting clip there. Overall from the field, they were 18 of 33 for 55%, but again, turnovers and being out-rebounded kind of did in Centura here, who fall now to 4-15 on the season. And let me double-check this. I think their very next game will be right back here at Kearney Catholic. Yes, it will. No, check that. They'll play. Yeah, that's right. They'll play at Kearney Catholic as these two teams will get together on the 11th. So they'll be back here a week from tomorrow as they'll be in town to take on Kearney Catholic again. So back-to-back games for them will be against Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic now has a date tomorrow with Ravenna, a game that you'll hear right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The Ravenna girls will play their quarterfinal game, and then the Ravenna boys will be taking on Kearney Catholic in the quarterfinals. We'll have both of those games for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. For Kearney Catholic, as we check the numbers for them, they were led tonight by Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer finished with 16 points and 7 rebounds unofficially. Zach Jackson finished with 9. Bryce James with 8. Brady Holtmeyer with 7. Matt Moore with 6. Harrison Pierce finished with 6. Tyler Mestel with 3. Nathan Howe, 2. And Derek Jackson finished with 2 points. The Stars shooting from the field were 21 of 54 for about 40%. From behind the arc, they were 5 of 14 for about 36% shooting the basketball. And free throw line, actually pretty good tonight. The Stars over 50%. They were 14 of 22 from the free throw line, so they shot 63% from the free throw line. One of their better free throw shooting efforts tonight. And Kearney Catholic wins this one by a score of 61-47. And we have a chance to talk with both head coaches. We'll begin, first of all, with Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin. And Coach, first of all, congratulations. That's a pretty nice win. There was a little stretch there. We got a little nervous, but then was able to kind of stem the tide.
Yeah, you know, anytime you play a team coached by Coach Oman, you know they're going to battle clear to the end. And us, in terms of better ball club than the record indicates, and that's a nice win. And best thing is now we don't have to have a week, full week of practice right now.
You know, you were trailing for a little bit there in the second quarter, was able to take the lead at halftime, but then really kind of distanced yourself in that third quarter. What was different in the second half?
You know, we kind of switched some defenses up a little bit more, and I just think having the ability to switch from one defense to the other kind of gave us some advantage there.
And there was a little stretch there where you forced some turnovers, got steals, got the easy bucket down there. And I think you went on like a, you know, they scored 17-3 run or something like that and a little bit of a stretch. And that really kind of turned the tide. So the momentum, you kept the foot on the gas and it kept building on that momentum.
Yeah, you know, we got some easy buckets, not just in the full court game, but half court game. We executed a few things there and got some good looks. And we got some offensive rebounds. You know, I don't know what our unofficial or our official totals are by any means, but I thought we rebounded pretty well tonight on the offensive end. Defensive end, we had a few times. We had some breakdowns, but that's going to happen. So, but big thing is we get to survive in advance.
And Blake Holtmeyer, another big night tonight, finished with 16 points. And I didn't break down offensive versus defensive rebounds, but I had him for seven rebounds in the game. I think most of those actually were on the offensive end.
Yeah, you know, he was kind of fronting the Holcomb kid down there who's a good ball player for them, and that sometimes puts him out of position defensively, but he kind of created some havoc by getting some steals for us. And then Blake's probably an anomaly that he can handle the ball as well as he can, so he can get a steal at the block and dribble to the other block and lay it up sometimes, or dishes it off for a layup and stuff like that.
I was a little concerned there for a while. Bryce James went down, kind of looked like mm-hmm. it looked at the moment like it was a pretty serious injury. Obviously, he came back and played the second half. What was the report with the injury?
Just kind of bumped knees on, he hit the guy's back of his leg, then he hit his knee square on the bottom of the floor and just kind of that soft spot. So Bryce is able to come back and he looks okay. He said it's a little tender, but anytime you hit your knee on a hardwood floor, it's going to feel a little tender.
Yeah, at first it looked like the foul took place below the ankle there, but it's good news that nobody's severely hurt there at all. Let's talk tomorrow. You hit the road now. You have to play at Ravenna. Not an easy task ever, but they're the number one seed in the conference tournament. What's the key for you guys tomorrow?
You know, we got to limit our turnovers. I think last time we had 24, 25 turnovers we played them, and we got to make them hit some tough shots. I think tonight, for the most part, we made some to our earned things, but there's probably three or four times we gave up a wide open 3-point look, to, especially to number 20 tonight, and we can't do that.
Well, and again, you have to play well whenever you play at Ravenna anyway, and we'll have that game for you right here on Classic. It's 98.9 FM. Good luck to you tomorrow, Coach.
Right, thanks, Randy.
All right, appreciate the time. That's Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We're going to talk with Coach Oman when we come back right after this timeout.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic over Centura by a score of 61-47. Now Kearney Catholic will move on to the quarterfinals tomorrow. And for Centura, they'll be back in action next week when they come right back here to Kearney Catholic to take on the Stars. And kind enough to join us to talk about Centura basketball's head coach, Dave Oman. And Coach, you had a nice little lead there late in the second quarter, but then Kearney Catholic kind of went on a little run that you kind of had trouble keeping up with.
Well, you know, we tried to match their intensity, but we probably only did it for about 16 minutes. And when you play them, you got to match it for 32, and we didn't do that tonight.
What was really kind of the difference in that second half? Because it seemed like their press began to kind of, you handled it real well the first half, but in the second half, it did cause you some problems. It turned into some easy buckets for Kearney Catholic.
Well, there was also probably five or six times, I think, where we should have had easy buckets, and we either missed the layup or threw it away, or, and they just had that run right there in the third quarter where we didn't match their intensity. And again, their intensity goes about 10 or 11 deep, you know, and they're deeper that way. And when those other kids come in, they don't drop off any.
Yeah, and you got yourself in a little bit of foul trouble with Jacob Hickok in there as well. And it began to, you know, with the level of play that Kearney Catholic was going, that maybe depth was becoming a little bit of a factor as well.
I think depth was a factor a little bit. And then, you know, Bryce James hits those two threes in the third quarter. And then it seemed like that Holtmeyer, Blake, kind of took the game over in the third quarter. I mean, he was on the boards, and he two or three times come down at layups. And, you know, he's just a nice player. And I kind of think as he plays, everybody else on that team plays. You know, I think he's probably a pretty good leader for him.
Yeah, he's a pretty good basketball player, pretty good athlete. Rebounding-wise, unofficially, I had Kearney Catholic winning the rebounding margin by about 13. And that's when you trail in that margin that much, that's awfully hard to combat.
And, you know, there were times on offensive boards, you know, they had four or five guys going to the boards really hard. I mean, so that's something that we were concerned with, their intensity and the fact that they rebound really well and they play at such a high level.
Well, and right now you guys, your record isn't as good as your basketball team is. Right now you're 4-15, and we kind of talked before the game started that you kind of need to be rewarded a little bit because you guys play, you know, the conference is pretty balanced. It's such a tough schedule. What do you have to do? And now you got a little time in the next week, unfortunately, that you have a little bit of time. What are some things you're going to be working on?
Well, you know, we just got to handle press. We got to try to develop some depth a little bit. And like I said, I'll probably give them tomorrow off. We had three games last week and then turn around here Monday. And so I'll probably give them a day or two off, and then we got to come back. And, you know, we have not been a great shooting team. That's been a little bit of a problem. Depth is a little bit of a problem for us. And then we get one or two guys in foul trouble, the real key individuals, that really hurts us too.
Yeah, you know, so you only got a couple of regular season, well, three regular season games left, and then it's sub-district time, and, you know, so it's time to kind of put the pedal to the metal.
Well, we were kind of hoping to do that tonight, but again, like I said, we just didn't match their intensity very well.
Yeah, well, get him next week, Dave. Appreciate
the
time.
Thank you.
That's Dave Ullman, the head basketball coach here for Centura. And again, their next action will be back here at Cope Coliseum on the 11th of February, which is a week from tomorrow. So they'll be back in town next Tuesday taking on Kearney Catholic. That'll be their next regular season game because now they're out of the Fort Lupi Conference tournament. And so tomorrow, Kearney Catholic will be our second game of the night against the Ravenna boys. And that game is scheduled for a tip around 8 o'clock at 6:15. Ravenna's girls will be taking on their opponent. We don't know who that is just yet. Have not heard as to who won between Wood River and Gibbon tonight, but it'll either be Wood River or Gibbon taking on the Ravenna girls at 6:15 tomorrow. We're right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That'll be followed by the Kearney Catholic boys taking on the Blue Jays.